Hey, I'm Braden Pittman, host of The Braden Show. You guys are about to listen to me and Andre interview Sammy Classic Sonic Fan. It was very exciting. Andre and I noticed later into the interview there were some audio issues. We tracked down the source to that. Our microphone came unplugged, so it was recording through Andre's laptop microphone. But it still doesn't sound that bad, so bear with us, and I hope you guys enjoy. Hello, my name is Braden Pittman, host of The Braden Show, Thursdays 9:15 to 10 only on WBDG 90.9. I am sitting down right now with Sammy Classic Sonic Fan, also known as Sammy Zenith, to do a very special interview.
And I'm your co-host, Andre Hubbard, host of the Hang With Hubbard Morning Show, only on WBDG Giant 90.9. So we actually have to get right into this, so how you doing?
Oh, it's going pretty good today.
Great.
Yeah.
And yeah, Sammy, we're just going to get right into it. What were your thoughts on the Sonic movie overall?
I loved it. I had a lot of great things to say about it. I made a review about it, but just in general, you know, I really liked it. It was definitely like a great movie for Sonic. Definitely like a good you know, love letter to Sonic fans, and I think that's why they put so much effort into like changing the design, you know, putting in lots of like Easter eggs, and I think they overall did a good job. It's definitely one of my favorite like video game movies.
Yeah, and I'm sure you already know this, but it was the best-selling North American release of a video game-based movie.
Yeah, that really surprised me. I thought it would be like Wreck-It Ralph for Detective Pikachu, but yeah, I'm really happy to see that.
Right, yeah.
Probably means we're going to make a sequel.
Yes, I'm very much hoping for a sequel.
I agree. I definitely agree.
And of course, the way the movie ended, and obviously by the box office sales, you can assume that there's going to be a sequel, or at least we can hope.
Yeah, I'm almost positive at this point.
Yeah, so you think it's definitely confirmed that there's going to be a sequel? I mean, like, yeah, Jim Carrey did say that, he did come out and say that he really enjoyed it and wanted to do a sequel.
Yeah, he had a lot of fun playing Dr. Eggman.
Yeah, you could tell. So, you touched for a second on the design change. When you saw the original trailer, what were your thoughts? What were you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, like many others, I didn't like the original design at all. You know, it just looked very ugly, and you know, I get what they were going for. They were trying to make him look realistic, but there's really no way you could make an anthropomorphic hedgehog look realistic.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree.
I mean, he's supposed to look cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. I fully agree with you there. Just to touch on Jim Carrey one last time, do you think that he stayed faithful to Dr. Robotnik, Dr. Eggman?
Oh, well, at first I can definitely tell he was just, you know, sort of playing, like, just a Jim Carrey-type character, like Ace Ventura,
yeah,
or
exactly.
You know, The Mask or something like that. But, you know, as the movie progressed, he started to, you know, really, like, manifest the Dr. Eggman character as a whole. You know, especially by the end of the movie, he definitely seems to have fully transformed into that character.
Right.
So I kind of like how it was a gradual descent to madness. Like,
at
first he was kind of like a government agent, but by the end of the movie, pretty much, you know, just gone off the deep end. You know, he's stuck in this parallel universe. You know, he's pretty much the Dr. Eggman from the game point. Aside from his build, he's pretty much
very egg shaped.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna say anything bad about Jim Carrey. He's an amazing actor, but he is kind of known to play himself in movies. Like, you take, like, Ace Ventura, The Mask, The Grinch, he all, like, those are iconic Jim Carrey characters, and you recognize them as Jim Carrey, so I was glad that he was actually able to, embody Dr. Eggman, Dr. Robotnik, instead of, being just kind of another Jim Carrey.
But I didn't mind that at all. You know, Jim Carrey is, an actor that I really enjoyed watching growing up. You know, he's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I have another question here for you. What did you think of Ben Schwartz's take on Sonic?
I liked it a lot. You know, it sort of reminded me of Jaleel White, you know, like the 90s Sonic voice actor, more so than like the video game counterpart. But I'm not, you know, bothered that he didn't sound like the video game counterpart. You know, I'm always interested to see, like, what any particular voice actor, what their take is on Sonic, like, and how he should sound. You know, I would have to say my favorite voice actor for Sonic would be Jason Griffith from Sonic X and some of the games from the mid-2000s, but Ben Schwartz was a pretty great voice for Sonic, and I think he was a good fit for this particular, movie.
Yeah, and just to diverge from the Sonic movie for a second, how does it feel being the world's most notorious Sonic fan?
If that's actually true, I think there are a lot of Sonic fans who are possibly more notorious than I am, like Chris Chan, for instance. If that's actually true, then, you know, that's pretty cool in my opinion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I get recognized lots of places. You know, I've just sort of gotten used to it.
Right, okay, but yeah.
It doesn't really, get in the way at all. Like, with getting jobs, for instance, I've really had no problem getting jobs. You know, all my employers figured out who I was eventually. But if anything, they just thought that was kind of cool or funny.
I think it's pretty cool, actually.
I agree.
Yeah.
I actually have a few viewer questions if you don't have any more questions, Brayden.
No, I think I can wait a minute.
Yeah, so I have a few viewer questions for you. At APHBurgers on Instagram wants to know, do you ever look back at your old videos?
Does she mean, do I watch those videos sometimes?
Yeah, she just wants to know if you ever just go back on them and look at them.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, not usually, like, on my own time. Like, if I'm hanging out with friends or something like that, and, you know, they're watching my old videos just for fun, you know. That's usually when I do that. But I think when it's something you've made, it's not really as interesting as watching things, like, other people have made. So I don't really, like, do that so much on my own time,
mm-hmm.
just because I'm not as interested in the things I make.
Yeah, I feel that. I definitely agree with you. In the middle school, I made a video of a reaction video of Sonic Boom when that was happening, and when Shadow was in the 3DS trailer, and I screamed, and all my friends would laugh at me about that video. I definitely did not go back like that video. It got like 2,000 views, so I know it's got to be on some cringe compilation somewhere. But I definitely feel you on that.
I actually remember the game you're talking about. Not really a great game in hindsight, but
definitely not.
Obviously, you were a huge Sonic fan. You still are a huge Sonic fan. What was your favorite Sonic game growing up?
My favorite Sonic games or just games in general?
Yeah, Sonic games, and then if you want to go into games in general, go ahead.
Well, for Sonic, I would definitely have to say 3 and Knuckles.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite of the original trilogy, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, any of the classic games, I would say, are among my favorites. You know, Sonic 2, Sonic CD, Sonic 1 to a lesser extent.
Yeah.
Just because that game was kind of just laying the foundation. But I also really liked some of the 3D games. Like, my Sammy Classic Sonic fan videos, I sort of made it sound like, you know, I only liked Classic Sonic, but that's not true. I was just exaggerating that. I actually really did like the Sonic Adventure games and Sonic Heroes, and also even like some of the newer titles like Colors, Generations. I definitely like those games as well.
Right, yeah, I definitely agree with you there. I definitely like the 3D games a little more, with Generations being my favorite personally. But I have another question here for you. At APH Burgers also wants to know, how do you feel about your old videos? Like, do you regret them? Do you like them? Like, what are your kind of general thoughts on them?
Well, I don't think there were really anything special, but I mean, they definitely had a profound impact on my personal life. And I would have to say in a good way overall. I mean, in some ways, I'd say like at first it was bad. Just because like I felt like after that point no one would ever take me seriously, but over time grew to be more like accepting of it. I would have to say pretty much what I just said. I don't think my videos were anything that special to begin with, they definitely, I don't really know who I would be today, like, if that had never happened.
Right, like, this interview probably wouldn't even be happening if it weren't for those videos.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely not.
Let's see.
Yeah, I would probably have, like, 50 followers on Instagram if it wasn't
for those videos. Do you care to do a quick rundown of what your videos are like generally now for the people that don't watch them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do any of the, like, rage quits anymore, or not rage quits, but any of the raging. It's just, you know, me being myself, I guess. You know.
So you'd say a little more laid back?
Yeah, more laid back, just, but, you know, I still talk about the same things, especially Sonic, but... also some other things like Nintendo related things, Dragon Ball, I guess I don't really talk about much else outside of those things, but I mean, I don't need to, I don't think.
Right, no, definitely not.
So what's your daily life look like nowadays? How's college been?
College is, it's going great right now, and, that's pretty much all I have going on aside from like my pizza delivery job. That's pretty much what my daily life is like, I guess.
You ever get recognized from the people you deliver to?
It's happened. Oh, sorry about that. It's happened a few times.
And how do these people typically react? Are they pretty chill about it, or
like how do they?
Yeah, usually. Usually they are. I get recognized pretty much everywhere, just randomly, or everywhere in my local community. I think it's definitely like more widely known in my local community than say if I like traveled 50 miles from here. You know.
I definitely get that. Let's see, at APH Burgers also wants to know, she has a lot of questions for you. She was very excited when I asked her. She wants to know, how does it feel to be a meme?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool, too. I mean, that's pretty much what I became after those videos really, like, blew up on the internet. Yeah, I mean, obviously... You know, people are most familiar with, like, the rant against the Sonic fan base, you know, like, lose my marbles, whatever not. You know, I also see people take things from stopping on Sonic, like, the first part of the video where I was chanting like Sonic. You know, that I've seen a lot of those different things that were taken out of context, but that's really what memes are. I think it's pretty cool, and you know, I'm surprised, like, it's a meme that really, like, started to circulate, like, years after those videos even came out. So
yeah, I'm glad you're doing it pretty well. I know some people would, like, hate it and be like, oh, why is this attached to my name? But it seems like you really just kind of grown to kind of enjoy it in a way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, really, I feel like, I almost feel like a spectator in it all. You know, I feel like anyone else, really, except, you know, I'm the focus, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So just for those listeners that aren't too familiar with you, how old were you roughly when those videos came out?
I was 14 years old, so I mean, obviously that was a third of my lifespan ago. So I don't even, like, I'm definitely a completely different person now. I don't remember everything from back then, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one more, I guess, Sonic related question is the best way to put it. What was your favorite Sonic moment from the last 15, 20 years? Just, like, your lifespan.
Of the past 15 to 20 years?
Just that you've been around for. That you've experienced.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, it's 2020 now. So, if we're talking about 2005 to present day, let me think about that for a second.
Go ahead, take your time.
Yeah. I would have to say, like, 2010 to 2011, I think that was, like, the Sonic Renaissance in a way. That's when, you know, like, Sonic Colors and Sonic 4 were first announced, and that was a pretty big deal at the time, you know, just the fact that they were sort of bringing back, like, you know, the older Sonic, and not only that, but Sonic Generations, when that was first announced, I was completely blown away just seeing classic Sonic and modern Sonic together. I'd have to say 2010 to 2011 would be my favorite time period. Yeah, I would have to say, you know, that's I have to say those games sort of inspired me to, like, be a Sonic YouTuber, just because there's just so much, like, hype surrounding the series. And there's so much to talk about, but I was a Sonic fan even before that, but I'm just saying those games, I would say, like, really, like, revitalized my interest in the Sonic games. Because at that point, I was maybe, like, see, if it's 2011, then I was 12 years old. So, yeah, at that point, most people, like, outgrow their, like, childhood interests, but you know, I would say that I was different in that regard.
One last real quick question, and then I think that I'm done. What did you think, not to spoil the movie, but what did you think when you saw Sonic Floss?
To be honest, my friends and I sort of cringed at that.
So did you.
A big fan of Fortnite in general. My brother is, though. I'm sure if he saw that, he would have liked it, but yeah. I don't think he watched it.
I think it was definitely there for the younger ones.
Yeah, I thought personally that it was hilarious.
Yeah, oh, it was funny, but also at the same time a bit cringy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, one last question that I forgot to ask you that I've been wanting to ask you for a very long time since I originally asked for this interview. What did you think of Sonic's, the original design for the movies, his baby teeth, his weird little tiny teeth?
That was definitely very creepy. I'm glad they got rid of it.
I think we all.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. Let's see, I have one more viewer question.
I had nightmares about it.
Who didn't?
All right, go ahead.
I have one more viewer question. This guy wants to know, when is the PewDiePie Sonic meme review?
I have no idea. Mm. I messaged him on Instagram. I haven't gotten a response. There's not much more I can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
you know, he's his own person. So if he wants to, you know, if he, obviously he's the one who expressed interest at first, but, you know, I did my part in like trying to initiate that. So it really depends on like whether, he responds in time, you know, yeah. But now that I'm back to making videos, it's possible that he'll see that I'm like doing things and, you know, perhaps like reciprocate interest in. So who knows?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I definitely hope that works. I would love to see that personally.
Yeah, it would be really cool.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, anything else you wanted to ask?
Yeah, I was about to ask Andre the same thing. Do we have any more questions we want to ask?
No, honestly, no. I think this is a good time to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that just about does it. Thank you so much, Sammy.
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show. It was a fun time.